Well, I voted for Obama in 08 as an independent, and I actually changed myself to go to a moderate Republican just to vote for him, because I am so disenfranchised with Obama's inability to work with the legislature and make sweeping changes. So I asked Romney, what I care about is he going to use that bully pulpit to make the legislature actually make real changes? And that's what I'm looking for in a president.
What did you think of his answer?
I thought it was right on target, because it really is about working with the other side. And it's about getting the other side to agree with you and getting the other side to see how you are right.
You heard Barack Obama say the same thing, or mostly the same thing, 4 years ago. He didn't keep that promise. What makes you think Mitt Romney is going to keep his promise this time?
He's got a history of it. He's been in Massachusetts with the Democrats. I kind of think Obama thought it would be a kumbaya moment, now that I look back at it, and everybody would have the same desire to do the right thing. That is not Washington, D.C. He's got to be in there and working with the Democrats and not off saying, okay, advisors, you go do it. That's not Mitt Romney. He's always been in the fray, and that's what I respect about him.
Have you heard the other – I mean, you go on political dates. Now, the other candidates haven't come to Maryland, but have you been to Pennsylvania or any other spots this year, Rick Santorum or any other candidates?
I'm actually from Pennsylvania. I grew up there. My husband is completely obsessed with Romney. He pulled me in that direction. We have been following this obsessively for the entire, 2 years on everybody. And we just really feel in our hearts that he is the guy who's actually going to get his hands dirty and not stay above the fray. Because that's what we need in the government. And I'm sorry, but Obama failed my vote. And I'm done. And I want someone who's actually going to do what he promises he'll do.